when Jack first saw the light. He came into this world of one dark and stormy night. He was born upon his father's ship. It was lying to about 25 or 30 miles southeast of Bacaloo. Jack was every inch a sailor, 5 and 20 years a whaler. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea. When Jack grew up to be a man, he went to Labrador. He fished in Indian Harbor like his father fished before. And on returning in a fog, he met a heavy gale. And Jack was swept into the sea and swallowed by a whale. Jack was every inch a sailor, 5 and 20 years a whaler. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea.
Well, good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. And if you aren't awake by now, there you have a little bit of a problem. That was, of course, Don Cinetti in the studios. And I'm here to talk about, well, being in Sitka for another Sitka Whale Fest. Welcome, Don.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back in Sitka.
Well, we are so happy to have you. You just gift us with your gift of sea shanties for, I don't know, how many days is that? 4 days? Whale Fest, the 17th annual Whale Fest, is running October 31st through November 5th. And what you do is you play sea shanties throughout the community. And you've been doing that for, what, 15 years now?
That's right, Melissa, yes.
That must have gone by pretty quickly because you seem to enjoy Sitka. You keep coming back.
Yeah, it's kind of like a second home now, you know, and I love coming out here. Wonderful people, just a beautiful environment, and being able to be part of such a great event as Whale Fest. I mean, so it's got everything going for it.
And you're based at Mystic Seaport in Connecticut.
That's right.
And you come out here for Whale Fest. You perform sea shanties at the Pioneer Home today, which will be with the seniors in the preschool.
Right.
Tomorrow you have a whole string of performances at Baranoff Elementary with the kids. On Wednesday, it's 3 to 5 preschool in the Swan Lake Senior Center. On Thursday, you'll be at Manage-Come High School. And on Friday, there you'll be the symposium presentation with Craig George and the Maritime Grind Performance. Yeah. You're a busy man.
Yes. But it's fun. I, you know, Melissa, when you love what you do, it's not work.
Well,
I'm sure you feel that way about
I do feel this way about Raven Radio. Yeah. Tell us a bit about what you do. What is a sea shanty, and how is this connected to Whale Fest?
Sure. I do shanties and also ballads, which is actually technically a different part of the music.
Shanties, what did you just sing?
Sure.
Was it a shanty?
The shanty, yeah, the shanties
you just sang
were
shanty.
Used with in association with work.
Mm-hmm.
They would sing these as they were raising the sails or bringing the anchor up with the capstan or the windlass, and they're a tool. Many sailors wouldn't sing shanties when they weren't working because they thought it was bad luck. They tended to be a superstitious lot. And as a carpenter wouldn't take a hammer or a saw to a cocktail party, sailors wouldn't sing shanties when they weren't working, for the most part. There's always exceptions to every rule. And they're fascinating things because the tall ship sailor was culturally, ethnically so diverse. One reads Moby Dick. Melville makes a point of that. The crew of the Pequod is very culturally diverse. So the music that and shanties that were heard on these vessels, I always say they were the world's first world music concerts, as they now like to call them. But because you had all these different, typically a vessel out of New England hunting whales, as Melville, he has of course Tashtego, a Native American. He's from Martha's Vineyard. We have Pip, the African American cabin boy, a Queequeg, who's a major character. Of course, he's an islander, probably from Nukuhiva in the Pacific, where Melville spent a lot of time. And there were the Azorean whalemen, Cape Verde whalemen. yeah, of course, obviously Yankees from New England, all that got on board those vessels in places like New Bedford, Massachusetts, New London, Connecticut, then came into the around the Pacific, even up off of Alaska to hunt whales.
So the shanties you perform, they have a long and rich history, and you're trying to carry that on.
Yes, and Mystic Seaport, which you mentioned, Melissa, we have square riggers there and other vessels. So we actually, while at dock, sing the shanties and have the people that come in, the visitors, as we call them, help raise the sails and do other jobs as we're doing the shanties. So they get a real hands-on sense of how effective. They said a good shanty was like having 10 extra men on the line.
And you've been coming to Sitka Whale Fest for 15 out of the 17 years now.
Right.
How did you first get involved?
It's kind of a neat story, Melissa. I'm glad you asked me that because it shows you how life is a wonderful thing. And for a few years, I was performing at a festival in Hawaii. It was called Whales Alive, and was on Maui. And on this one year, they invited Jan Straley down to talk about her work with humpback whales, of course. And I was doing the music that I do and at the festival. And Jan came up to me, and I remember her son, who's all grown up. It was just a little guy then. She came up to me and she says, "We have a festival in Alaska. Would you have any interest in taking part in it?" I said, "Of course I would." And that was it. So the second year it started, I started coming up.
Well, we will have folks in tomorrow to speak more at length about Sitka Whale Fest. For those listening, you can go to sitkawhalefest.org right now to learn more about the festival that's starting here on the 31st. But I'd like to talk a bit more about what you do.
Yes.
What is it about you do that? What you do that keeps you coming back? Because what you're doing is you're bringing this to children, to teens, to community members. Why is this important to you?
Well, I'm very much a conservationist in the sense that I think protecting whales and the oceans are important. So especially with the young generation, to make them aware of that. And there's a sense of that already because it's such a maritime environment here. But it's the history aspect of it, also something that has to be preserved. Preserving the oceans, preserving our history. And the music is one interesting element that you can do about it. And I try to use the gifts I've been given. To sing a shantyman, as they were called, the guy that led the shanty, had to have a powerful voice. And I just kind of fell into it. I started doing folk music back in the early 1960s. And we had a lot of that, and it was wonderful, but a lot of it was more that mellow kind of Rod McEwen kind of music, you know. And then I heard an actual shantyman. He was probably the last actual shantyman. His name was Stan Hugel. He came to Mystic Seaport, and I said, "That is incredible." So then I sang. He said, "Don, you got to do this." He said, "You got to get a job at the museum." He said, "You have a perfect voice for singing this music." We became fast friends over the years. And so I gave up what would have been a great career in the carpentry field and started singing sea shanties and drawing whales. Oh, illustrate books about whales, so that's the other thing I do.
Well, before we wrap up,
yes.
You played us a shanty. I wonder if you could play us a short ballad. And
yes.
Before you do that, I'd just like to remind the listener that we are speaking with Don Cinetti, who is here for Sitka Whale Fest, which is running the 31st through November 3rd, and that Don is doing many community events. You can find out about those at sitkawhalefest.org. So are you ready with a ballad?
We are, and it's one that they may know, so I hope they will join in.
Wonderful. So
okay.
Join in.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, it was there I first met me, sweet Molly Malone. And she wheeled her wheelbarrow down the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.